Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Stick around today until 7:30. Have a good night, guys. At 7:30, I'll be joined by Trash Rabbit, really cool emo punk local band. It's going to be really fun getting to have them on the air and chat with them about what they've been up to and what's coming up for them. Starting us off tonight from from New Zealand. I'm gonna cry if I got that wrong. I'm pretty sure they're from New Zealand. They are from Australia. Should have gone with my gut. From Australia, Small Fish with Vomit.
Please read. to be alone. Is that so much to us? No matter what I do, always come back to you. You know I like to be alone. Is that so much to us? No matter what I do, always come back to
All right. That last song was just The Teardrop Explodes with Haha, I'm Drowning from 1980. And before that, we had three songs released in the last year. That last one was released a week ago, I think. It was Child by Coco Elise featuring Ulla. Those are a couple of artists from Western Australia. And before that, because I did question whether or not the first song was by an Australian or a Kiwi band, I did play a Kiwi band. That was Mermaidens with I Like to Be Alone. And before that, an Aussie band with Small Fish, or Small Fish with Vomit. And coming up next, sticking with fish, but going over to New Zealand this time, this is Ha, the Unclear. Also sticking with Ha's. Weird patterns in this playlist. Coming up next is Fish by Ha, the Unclear.
Later, and it makes more sense. Tap a finger on the glass to celebrate. If you were ready at the party, it's too late. We lead ourselves to our own slaughter. Fish don't know that they're in water. Fighting from familiar corners. Fish don't know that they're in water. Wrestle with the reeds and pull yourself up so can we. And sitting on the bank, the river runs rampant. Catch a little breath and dive back into the water, throwing up hate. If you were ready at the party, it's too late. We lead ourselves to our own slaughter. Fish don't know that they're in water. Fighting from familiar corners. Fish don't know that they're in water.
dream it's over. Fear, I don't know how to keep it existing when I know you're out there.
I can't live through this again. But I can't stop going through the thoughts stuck in my head.
Right, we are now live with Trash Rabbit. If you all want to say hello.
Hi. Hello.
What's up, Max?
What's up?
Hey. All right, so let's get things started. Oh, I also didn't say this when we were off the air, but the only rule is don't curse.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah. I will probably ask you guys your favorite word later, so try and think of the best one that you can say on air. But we can, yeah, we can table that for now. yeah, it's a weird question, right?
No. I actually, you did send the questions before.
Yeah. Actually, I got some loaded.
You got some
in the car ride. Remember when we were in the car ride in Vermont and we were talking about words?
Oh my God, I completely forgot about that. So I'm not. I have none.
Okay. We'll get no. Yeah, I mean, like that's the main reason why I send out. Because like if you're not thinking about your favorite word ahead of time, you're not going to come up with it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, who has it all?
I be thinking about my favorite word constantly.
Yeah? Well, I'm excited to hear it. Yeah. Excellent. All right, so let's go around. Everyone, let's do names, say what instrument you play, and let's go from there.
Okay, I'm Gia. I play guitar, and I also sang a little bit in the band Trash Rabbit.
I'm Mina. I saw in the questions you wanted my mother's maiden name, so I'll give you that. It's Dadgar. My instrument in the band is guitar. I also sing, and I think that was it. Yeah, that's it.
My name is Nick. I'm the bassist and occasional vocalist and occasional drummer of Trash Rabbit.
I am Jabron. I am the drummer. And I guess if Nick is the occasional drummer, I'm the occasional bassist. Which would be hilarious to say. Of Trash Rabbit.
It's always fun when you can just switch off. And, yeah. Do you guys always do the same songs on specific instruments, or do you just mix it up?
Recently, there's one where we've swapped. I used to play drums on it, and then swapped. But we
haven't been playing that much.
It's Scuba Queen.
It's just Scuba Queen mostly.
I play drums on it, and Jabron will play bass.
Yeah, play bass, cool. Four notes.
I mean, that's really all you need on the bass. It's not about what notes you play, right?
It's about what notes you don't play.
Right.
It's that jazz mentality, baby.
All right. So again, this is Trash Rabbit. I think I said that. How did you all meet?
So Jabron, Nick, and I met in high school. I actually technically met Jabron in middle school, but we didn't like each other at the time. We ran in different circles. But in high school, we started all running in the music room, because we were band kids, and we started the band. And then later in college, Gia joined the band because we needed another guitarist.
Yeah, and I was going to their shows all the time freshman year, so that's kind of how I knew them and how I befriended Mina.
Gia loves Trash Rabbit.
Yeah, right place, right time.
Love to hear it. Love when that happens. When you guys were in band, was that marching band?
No. Oh, no, it's jazz band.
Oh, jazz band.
Not
cool.
Nerds.
And no, the sad thing is that I wish we had a marching band.
Part of me, low-key in middle school, I was on that same way. And
I was really into symphonic band. I really liked playing classical percussion. Mm-hmm. I was really into it.
Imagine if we had marching band, bro. What do you think you would play in marching band?
Drums, man. I'd be center snare.
You would be, but I would be on the left because I really liked playing snare drum in high school.
I played the trombone for a short amount of time in fourth grade.
What's interesting is when we were in jazz band, we were all playing different instruments because you were on bass. Mm-hmm. Nina was on bass, I was on drums, and then Jabron was playing saxophone.
And we did symphonic band. I played percussion. Didn't you play saxophone sometimes?
I also
still played saxophone in symphonic band.
Fun, yeah. I mean, so was that your first taste of music? How did you all, I'm sorry, remind me your name?
Gia,
Nina, Jabron, and it's three Nick. Letters. Nick, yes. Nick without a K, right?
Yeah.
All right, I knew it was three letters. All right.
And Mina.
Mina with an M.
Mina with an M. Okay, okay.
It's not
okay.
Got it. Half my students call me Miss Nina. Yeah. No one actually knows.
So you started playing trombone in fourth grade. Was that your first exposure to music?
Honestly, I guess so. I mean, I don't even count it. I think I very faintly remember playing four notes.
Trombone shorty over here.
I remember being like, oh, there's no girls in the trombone section. I want to play trombone.
Miss Lindy would have fucking loved.
That's my tomboy.
But no, I started taking guitar lessons in seventh grade, and I played a bunch of Paramore songs with my friends. That was kind of the intro.
Nice. Yeah. And what about you guys?
Well, me, Jabron, and Nick grew up in a really jockey town, and when I was really young, I really sucked at sports, so I couldn't do that. I was just not doing it for me. So I started playing piano, and actually Nick's same, I hated piano, right? You started playing piano, hated it. But then a few years later I started playing drums, and I did drums at a summer camp that was a creative arts camp. And I got a lot of gratification. So obviously I was thank God, there's something. So I'm going to keep doing that. And then I started doing School of Rock in middle school, which is a program. It's not a lot of people, it's a national program. which the movie is actually based off of, if you didn't know. Actually, the school came, the program came first.
You haven't seen the movie, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Sorry about it. But yeah, I did that, and I got really into music there. I got into guitar there, and yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to someone recently. I think it was with Little Fuss. I might be wrong. Another great Boston band. And they were saying that someone in the band hadn't seen it, so they watched it as a band, and seeing it as an adult, they were like, if those were my kids, I would be so outraged that someone let this happen.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding? That's like so messed up. And yeah, so just a warning in case you do decide to watch
it. It's funny because
it.
We're both teachers,
mm-hmm.
and like I'm a substitute teacher.
So Nick is pointing at me, by the way, because yeah. you can't see
well,
that.
Well, I guess you're also a substitute teacher, but like it's funny to be like that could never happen.
A little bit of suspension of belief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess if Jack Black won too,
I would honestly want my kids.
I honestly think you're a teacher, you would enjoy it.
That's
more
what I'm saying. I feel like you have to watch this.
No one has ever observed my class since I've started working.
That's what I'm saying.
So actually,
you could set up a band.
I don't know
with
what
your
happens
kids.
Though.
It's so funny though the way he hides it. Like you it's know when he like so has funny. The recording of yeah. him teaching.
The most the most unrealistic part is the kids sounding that good.
Yeah, that's probably definitely true.
You never know. He just got really lucky. Yeah. All right, so you guys have a show coming up on Saturday, right?
Yes.
You want to tell me about that a little bit?
We're playing at Brighton Music Hall. Very cool venue.
It's going to be a fun one.
It's with Bowling Shoes and...
Crooked Coast.
Yeah, and it's going to be a good time, and we're super excited. And come out and see us. It's in Alston. It's going to be a good time. Or I guess it's in Brighton, right?
It's in Alston.
No, it's in Alston.
It's called Brighton Music Hall, but it's really in Alston.
But we've played with Bowling Shoes before, and that show was like really good. We played with them at the Rockwood
Music Hall. Yeah,
yeah. And that was really fun. They have a really cool vibe on stage, so I'm excited to play with them again.
Yeah,
excellent. Yeah, it sounds like it's gonna be a really fun show. And so that's wrapping up a round of touring that you guys have been doing, right?
Yeah. It was kind of like two weekenders, and we were like, let's just put all the dates on a poster and call it a tour. But
would you guys call the tour?
Trash Rabbit Sucks Tour.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
When we were first starting, we would get people to like chant that at the shows before you played.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, there's a great line of bands before you who are famous for sucking. Primus comes to mind. Like everyone, that's the thing. Like, oh yeah,
what?
Primus sucks.
Yeah, we're not original.
Yeah. But yeah.
But who is? You know, what is originality?
Something.
Nothing under the sun. Nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite quotes. That was also on the question list.
Yeah, that's true. That's coming
up. Is that a favorite quote too?
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
If you got one.
No.
If you got one.
Shucks.
Yeah, that's one of the lightning round questions. All right, so Trash Rabbit Sucks Tour. Great. Very fun. I think when I made my original post about it, I saw the name of the tour somewhere, but I only saw it in one place, and I was like, in case I'm wrong, I don't want to put that in
in the
promo post. I was like, yeah.
Honestly, like, I we didn't really plan on naming it that. We just, like, were doing a photo shoot and wrote on a chalkboard those words, and I was like, because I make a lot of the posters and stuff for our band, so I was like, oh, this looks perfect.
Yeah,
she was like, "I'm gonna use that one later."
And we suck.
I really, you know, I think that you guys don't suck though, which is pretty cool.
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's a relief.
That's like he's like the only person who thinks that.
So let's see. So the song that I played before was right before we got on air was Dead House. That is from your first album, right?
It's our like second EP, but the only EP, the like first EP that's out on Spotify.
Gotcha.
Spotify, just anywhere.
Yeah. Did you release the first?
The first one is currently unreleased because we took it away because it sounded really bad.
Because we recorded it when we were juniors in high school.
Yeah,
I was just saying,
your
first album doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah, that's our second.
But you just played...
But that's the second.
Honestly, you just played Dead House, and it was really nice for me to hear that because I was like, this sounds good. Like, a lot of our old music sounds not very good. Not that the music isn't good. I think it's quite nice, but it doesn't sound good because we took it upon ourselves to mix it as like 15-year-olds. So that was really gratifying to hear that, like, some of our older music still, like, that we got mixed by, like, other people does, like, sound pretty good.
That's got to be kind of weird, like starting at 15 with this band, and then, like,
oh yeah,
you're still at it today. Did you ever see it going in this direction?
It's strange, but it's very nice in a lot of ways.
yeah, it's crazy. I think we've definitely been having moments where it's just, especially, like, now that we're, like, finishing school, like, of being, like, wow, like, this is, like, almost, like, huge. Like, we were in Amherst, and me and Mina had this realization that we've, like, what, known each other for, like, almost 10 years or something?
Oh, 10 years.
And I was like, wow, that's insane. But, like, that's crazy. What?
Yeah, like, that's the age of a person.
That's the age of a person.
That most of my students are younger than
that's
that.
That's crazy.
Actually, all of them are, like, 10 and
that's
under.
That's crazy. But it's good. I think there's definitely, like, I've also been thinking about, like, the growth that we've experienced as this band. Like, I think when I was 15, we were just happy to get, like, a house show anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're, like, even the fact, like, we have this upcoming show at Brighton Music Hall, I think is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a big step for us.
Definitely huge. I mean, that's like, a real venue, mm-hmm. you
yeah.
know?
Love yeah. playing real yeah. venues, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the best.
Do you guys have any favorite past gigs that you've played? Either in Boston or elsewhere?
The Sinclair was really fun. That was like, well, we played the Crystal Ballroom before that, but that for some reason that felt more of like a bigger deal. Because
the Crystal Ballroom's like newer. We didn't grow up going to the Crystal Ballroom.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't around until like a couple of years ago, I think. And I think the Sinclair is just more well established.
Yeah. And like me and I used to go to shows in high school a lot in this at the Sinclair. Like, I saw, like, the Joyce Manor. I saw Modern Baseball.
Yeah, I went to a bunch of shows at the Sinclair. No beef to the Crystal Ballroom. Love the Crystal Ballroom. It's just newer.
Yeah.
I saw Muna at the Sinclair.
And that's, so, like, I think playing on that same stage, that, like, a lot of our inspirations.
I think it was at that show.
Really? It was, like, maybe in 2020. Or no, 2019. No.
Okay, no. I saw Muna somewhere recently.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite shows is when we played at the Arboretum at Connecticut College.
Oh, that's a good one.
And,
which
We played it twice.
We played jazz, and then we played like Trash Rabbit stuff.
Nick was like, we got some jazz in there, so it was really fun.
Well, no, Nico wanted us to play jazz, so we had
That was when we played Caravan.
Yes, and I played clarinet for the first time in front of an audience. That's why that gig is like a big... And also, it's like, it's such a nice venue, and every time we go to Connecticut, like, you're just there. It's so awesome. Fun, yeah. And in New London. I love the Telegraph.
Telegraph. That's probably some of my favorite shows about the Telegraph.
Absolutely.
Is that a venue?
It's a record store.
Oh.
In New London.
Shout out Rich, shout out to Telegraph.
Yeah, just the people that come to like those shows there just really love music. It's a very wholesome, genuine vibe there.
I love Rich. That's the man who runs it. He's just the best in the world.
Yeah. Oh, love it. Love seeing people who love the scene, you know?
For sure.
All right. So yeah, if you guys did start playing together like 10 years ago, or at least knew each other 10 years ago, how has your sound changed, and how have you kind of grown as a band? What's that been like?
Gotten better at playing my instrument.
Yeah.
I think it's, and also just, I don't know, just playing with the same people.
Yeah.
And definitely you get like a almost second sense of just like, a kind of ease and comfortability, but also like kind of just comfortability to try new stuff also, which I think is cool.
For sure.
I think for me, like, a big thing is songwriting. Like, I feel like we used to be so stubborn about stuff, and like not willing to like augment or create anything outside of yourself, and then just like being like, hey, like, you're like my band in a box and you have to play exactly what I tell you to do. And I feel like now we're a lot more fluid and a lot more like creative as a group rather than creative as like one person.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is really cool. I think it shines through like a lot of our stuff. Like, you can hear bits and pieces of stuff from all of us.
Absolutely. And so I think up next we can play a song which I know is very much a piece of you. It's your most recent release. It is called Ace Anthem. If you want, we can play it and then you can tell us a little bit about
it. Sure, yeah.
Cool. All right, here's Trash Rabbit with Ace Anthem.
I want something about concussions. Sorry.
Oh, we're talking about oh no, it's okay. Yeah, we are on air, but it's okay. You can brainstorm your PSA choice if you want. You can crowdsource it. There are a lot of good numbers to think about in there. That last song was Ace Anthem with Trash Rabbit. Before you get into a PSA, you can have a little bit more time. Nick, do you want to tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah. I feel like I got into like writing songs because of like punk rock, and I was always like, oh, let's write a song about being sad. Well, let's write a song about being angry, you know? And I always was like, maybe one day I'll write a love song when I have like someone like to write about. And it was never like possible, I guess. But like yeah, I guess not recently, but let's say in the last 4-3 years I realized I was asexual, and that was like a journey that was very interesting and ultimately like very like fulfilling. And then I met my partner very quickly after I came to that realization. And so like I wrote this song about them and like realizing like I guess like what being in a relationship is and like being in love is like for me and for us together. And it's just like a really sweet song. And I say that and it's true, but also like I wrote the lyrics like probably the day of the recording session. We had literally recorded all the instrumentals and I knew what I was going to write the song about. We knew the title, but I am like a chronic lyric avoider. But I wrote it like the day of, and I think because I wrote it the day of, like just being like, I got to write something, like it was like the truest and purest form of what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
And what I felt.
I'm typically not a lyrics person, but I did notice the lyrics in that one, and they are really sweet. It's a nice love song, especially from a punk emo band.
Yeah, yeah. It was a fun song to write because it was just like, I feel like especially like when I was a kid, listening to like Green Day and Blink-182, like all their songs are either like angry or like dumb. Not to say that the songs are dumb, but the lyrics are like kind of almost purposefully dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But like it was cool to be like, you know, I'm gonna write a song that means something and it makes me happy to play, you know?
Yeah, no, it's like a mature adult like cool song, you know?
Thank you.
You put your feelings on the paper.
Yeah,
and that's what making music's about.
Yeah.
So you mentioned a couple of bands that influenced you there. What other bands do you guys kind of like get influence from?
I think Joyce Manor is a big one for us.
Yeah.
I think Paramore is a big one for us.
Mannequin Pussy is a good one. Sweet Pill.
Those are all the ones I would have said.
I think for Jabron, it's like anything that Dave Grohl plays drums on.
Oh, yeah. Foo Fighters.
I love Dave Grohl. Love John Bonham. Love Blink-182.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What else?
Like inspiration stuff?
Yeah.
I really like shoegaze, but that really doesn't shine through in this situation.
I think just like...
Well, I feel like it's kind of a little bit the new
stuff
that we're
writing.
I'm like a
closet shoegaze.
Yeah.
Like, we just wrote
It's not bedroom pop. It's closet pop.
Yeah.
Shoegaze closet. Anyway, sorry. Cinder Blocks. Yes.
Oh yeah. No, we just wrote a song called Cinder Blocks that's out on like a live album that we just dropped. But the part you wrote to it is very like shoegazy.
It's really like lit having Gia in the band like writing songs because she sings and then I don't, so I can play with, like, and you put all my pedals on at the same time, and I love that.
Get all that distortion, all that
reverb.
Everything else. Ooh.
And y'all are on like the Pine Grove wave.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Me and G really like Pine Grove.
Mm.
G actually really put me on the Pine Grove. I previously did not listen.
Yeah.
That flasher right there means that we're getting a call. So I unfortunately can't take calls off the air. So we're gonna put them right on air and see what they have to say.
Definitely my mom.
A call on air.
Hello caller, you're on air. Please don't swear. How's it going?
Alrighty, hi.
Hi.
I would like to hear And You and I by Yes. if that's an option.
Ooh.
I have one.
Yeah, your old daughter, great request.
I'm introducing her to the radio, so I'm all kinds of excited.
Oh, I'm in the middle of an interview right now, but I'm a big fan of Yes, and I will put And You and I on once I'm done with the band. All right.
Hey, thank you so much. You all right,
yeah,
tonight.
Absolutely. Have a good night. Thanks for calling in.
Shout out to Yes.
Shout out to Yes.
Yeah, Yes is one of my favorite
really
bands.
We're actually really similar to Yes.
I didn't know people could call in.
Yeah.
That's
so if you're
so
listening
funny.
And you want to call in, you can call in at 855-915-9636. That's 855. It's a 10-minute song.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Like, I do love Yes, but I don't know. Yeah. If I have 10 minutes to kill at the end of the show, that will absolutely be...
We gotta.
Yeah.
We gotta.
I mean,
gotta
Yes is one of my... go-to bands when I'm trying to kill 10 minutes. But yeah.
I wonder if that guy's listening right now.
If so.
Put on Yes.
Yeah.
If we put on Yes, will you listen to our band?
Get these bullshit to stop talking and put on Yes. Now.
Those is crazy.
But yeah, if you're listening and you're into Trash Rabbit, it's 855-915-9636. And now... sorry, Cinderblocks. We didn't finish that thought, did we?
I think we finished it. We were just saying how Mina is into shoegaze. Well, she mentioned shoegaze and the
and
part
I
that you
shine
wrote.
In Cinderblocks mm-hmm. by Trash Rabbit. By Yes.
which is also in the playlist. So we might go to a PSA, hear that, come back. I don't know. We can play it by ear. Let's see. I also wanted to ask you guys do you guys have any good party tricks?
Ooh, oh, party tricks.
I mean, you guys are in a band, so you don't really need a party trick, but
playing
you know,
playing Wonderwall.
It is a good
I can do the moonwalk really well.
Ooh.
Okay,
even I break that out a lot.
You want to do it right now?
There's no cameras, so unfortunately I can't.
I can take
it. Can we get live on air? Will you do the moonwalk at Brighton Music Hall on Saturday?
If the crowd calls for it, I will.
If so, yeah, someone in the crowd yells for the moonwalk.
I will do the moonwalk. I will.
All right, if you're listening and you're going to be there, keep that in mind. Don't forget.
Yeah.
I can open bottles with my carabiner. It's like 8 out of 10 times.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Actually,
I tried to do it.
Actually,
the other day and
10 out of 10 times. But sometimes it takes
every time
longer.
I've been like, yo, Mina, can you open this for me?
It takes longer. It would take longer sometimes because it would get worn down because I would do it frequently. It's not really a trick. It's just functional.
I think also having a carabiner on you at all times is a good party trick.
Thank you.
I was just being queer.
Yeah, being queer.
My favorite party trick is getting overwhelmed and going home.
I gotta leave right now.
Making all the drinks disappear.
On that note, we're gonna do this PSA. Trash Rabbit picked it out, but you handed it to me. But we're gonna do it sentence by sentence. So I'm gonna start with the first sentence, and then we're just gonna pass it around.
Perfect.
Actually, one of those sentences is really long. So if you get tired in the middle, feel free to pass it early. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you?
Try eating dried fruits.
Oh, that's definitely the long one. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries. I love the cranberries. That's a band. Prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you.
Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber.
Crazy adjectives there.
Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
We're literally a band of fruits and nuts.
Fruits and the nut.
Speaking of, did you hear that? The
talking about fruits. It's good.
Did you hear the Wiggles release a new album?
I heard. It's
no
like a dance and rave album.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I saw that TikTok.
Like really old album?
No, I feel like there's like an older Wiggles, and then there's like the new Wiggles.
Me being like old people
like,
can't make
like
music.
Weezer on the Wiggles and like My Performance is on the Wiggles.
No, on
that was on
Yo
Mama.
Yo Mama.
Yo Mama. Yo, Gabba Gabba.
Hey.
What a show.
New Wiggles. That was relevant because we were talking about fruit salad.
Fruit salad.
That's how the brain did that.
Yummy. I've been having a lot of great fruit the past couple of days.
Dude, favorite fruit.
Ooh, I'm adding that to my list.
Strawberries.
Strawberries, like a good
strawberry. Basic, but like they're good. Nah, like, well, I can't lie.
The Last of Us, where they eat the strawberry and they all like start crying.
I don't know what is that. Is that a movie, a book, a show?
You know what I'm talking about?
I think so. Yeah.
All of the above.
Also,
right?
I'm gonna say mine are mangoes.
Mangoes?
Ooh. Mango. Yeah.
Max, what about you?
Mangoes were ruined for me in the Philippines.
What?
I had the best mangoes of every mango after that. It's
and
just
now
like
you're like, it's not as...
Like,
not aiming for
even,
that high.
Yeah.
My favorite fruit is called the feijoa, also known as a pineapple guava. It's, yeah. It's originally from somewhere in South America, but they're really common in New Zealand. And when I studied abroad there, they were in season. They're in season right now, actually.
That's tough.
And you can't get them here.
You can't get them.
You cannot get them. I mean, like I used to be able to find them on Etsy, and it was like $80 for like 2 pounds. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's how desperate I was.
That's crazy.
What does it taste like?
It's like really hard to describe. It's kind of like sour and like... Mm. Sweet and kind of gritty and just like and so it's got like this leathery kind of outside, which you can eat, but you can also like cut it in half and scoop it out with a spoon like you do
yum.
With a kiwi.
Yum.
But like yum. I just like when they're fresh and just yeah,
wow,
yeah,
on that so sweet good. Sweet and sour and gritty vibes. I love passion fruits. I feel like that's another sweet, sour and gritty fruit that